The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield Community Radio. Also listening to us on 88.1 WSBR in Lee, Lennox, and Stockbridge. Watching us on the PCTV app and also on Access Pittsfield Channel 1301 on your cable dial. Good morning. I'm Sean Sayre, and glad you're with us here this morning. As always, we appreciate our audience here on WTBR. It's Friday, March 20th, and we have a great show coming up for you this morning. We have pop artist and singer-songwriter Natalia Siborski with us here today. And Natalia is going to be debuting her new song. It's actually coming out today, and you may not have heard it yet. You're going to hear it here first on our show this morning. We're going to talk to Natalia about what it takes to sort of get in the mode of becoming a singer-songwriter, what kind of motivated her to do that, and talk about shooting a music video for this song, all kinds of different stuff. And by the way, there's a little backstory here with Natalia, with previous experience here at PCTV and WTBR-FM as well. So looking forward to exploring all those areas here this morning with Natalia on the show. First, let's get to the weather forecast and see what we have in store for us today from the National Weather Service.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Rest of tonight, mostly cloudy and cold. Near steady temperature in the upper 20s. Southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Friday, partly sunny in the morning, then mostly cloudy with rain in the afternoon. Night is cool with highs around 50. Southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Gusts up to 30 miles per hour in the afternoon. Chance of rain 80%. Friday night, mostly cloudy. Rain in the evening. Cold with lows in the lower 30s. Southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Becoming west 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 miles per hour after midnight. Chance of rain 80%. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
All right, there you have it. And I understand it is the first day of spring today at some point. I don't know exactly what time that happens, but yeah, we're getting there, right? March 20th, the amazing, you know, we're getting there so quickly. It feels like winter was a long one this year, doesn't it? But here we are, and we will get through the rain and maybe a little bit of snow, I heard, depending on the in the higher elevations today or tonight. But other than that, we are hurtling towards spring. All right. Good morning again, Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR FM. And this morning, I'm welcoming Natalia Siborski to the program. Good morning, Natalia. How are you?
Good morning, Sean. Great. How are you doing?
Good. I'm glad to have you here on the show. And this is very exciting. Sometimes we don't know, you know, the people that we meet earlier on in our lives go on and do kind of fascinating and fun things. And we're going to get to that story in just a minute. First, tell us, so I'm going to introduce you as a pop artist and a singer-songwriter. Would I be accurate in saying that?
Yes, of course. Thank you.
And tell me, sort of wind that back a little bit and tell me how that was something that you got into, that you got interested in. What made you get into that space, if you will?
Sure. Well, I'll definitely, I will bring it back here to PCTV as well, because at the time I already had a pretty good idea of what I wanted to do. But I actually started playing piano when I was 5.
Wow.
And my parents introduced it to me. And actually, what really made the big impression on me was when I was at the Berkshire Music School.
Mm-hmm.
And I was waiting in line with my mom in the hallway. And I heard an opera singer, a student, rehearsing down the hall.
Hmm.
And I looked at my mom and I said, I can't believe, is that a real human voice? And she said, yeah, that's somebody practicing. And I was like, wow, I can't believe that's real. And I remember that made a very, very big impression on me. And as I continued into elementary school, middle school, my passion for music just grew.
Hmm. So Berkshire Music School started out as piano, right?
Yes.
Did you continue with piano, or is that something that you still, you know, dabble with a little bit?
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't call myself a pianist, but it's definitely a core instrument for me when I'm writing songs. Mm-hmm. Just putting it down on the chords. I can accompany myself, but it's definitely something that's a fundamental instrument for me.
Yeah, I think a lot of songwriters do either gravitate right to the piano or the guitar.
Yes.
Seems like in American pop music anyway.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And actually, I gravitated towards violin.
Okay.
So in first grade, I started playing violin. Hmm. I went to the Hartsburg School in Hadley.
Okay.
And it was very, it's a Waldorf school, Steiner school, mm-hmm. and it was really heavily focused on the arts.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, we all had to play a stringed instrument. So I picked up the violin. And as I continued into elementary school, singing and violin were my main passions.
And of course, your home base is Dalton, Mass, right?
Yes, yes.
So that's quite a trip over there.
Yes, yeah. Actually, my mom was a nursery teacher.
Okay.
At the school, and so we were commuting. It was definitely a long drive.
Yeah.
But, I have great memories from that school. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So picking up a violin at an early age, so obviously at that point you're already a multi-instrumentalist in some way, right?
Yeah.
That your brain is developing toward music. Mm-hmm. Were there any other influences early on that pegged you into music and to say, you know, this is something that I might want to pursue as my lifelong ambition?
Yeah, I would say, definitely my dad had a big influence on me as well with his music taste.
Mm-hmm.
He would play the Beatles or the Turtles in the mm-hmm. mornings, and that definitely influenced me in having a passion for pop music.
Mm-hmm.
I usually do alternative pop, but it definitely shaped my passion into what it grew to today. Yeah.
Well, you certainly can't beat the Beatles as an influence for pop music, for sure. And that's something where even today, 60 something years later, there are huge Beatles fans out there who are still picking up that influence, right?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm.
And so you get through elementary school, you're still doing music. When did you start thinking that your voice as an instrument might be something that you want to explore?
Yeah, actually, when I started going to high school here at Miss Hall's,
mm-hmm.
I loved singing. I actually started taking lessons with Miss Duff at Miss Hall's, and it was Gary Miller from the music department who told me about Berklee, and I didn't even know that you could really go out and study music. I mean, I knew, but I didn't know that it could actually be my career, that I could just study music and that's what it would be. So when he told me that, I believe I was I was a junior, and then my whole focus just shifted to, I need to get into there. Mm-hmm. You know, I need to go, that's my dream school. But
it's funny how like one door like that can open, right? Where you hadn't given it any thought, or maybe it hadn't crossed your mind, or it hadn't come up in conversation. Suddenly someone, a mentor of some kind, and I know Mr. Miller, a great guy, and I understand that's where you run into that and you say, oh, and you just have that epiphany, right? That moment where you say, that's great. I could do this, right?
Yeah.
So Berklee College of Music, which is no slouch as far as the music industry goes, right?
Yeah.
What's it like at Berklee?
Oh my gosh. It's honestly its own world. Mm. You're just surrounded by so much talent and from all over the world, people from everywhere. And it's just, I'd say, a really magical place. after you graduate, you get into the real world. But when you're mm-hmm. there, it's just you learn so much from everyone around you.
Yeah. What was the process like getting into Berkeley? Because that's not an easy thing either, right? Yeah. Because it's a selective school in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I still remember the day I auditioned, but I sang Summertime, and I sang one of my originals. Hmm.
So aside from just an application, there's an audition.
Yes.
That's the way it works?
Yes. So we went down, I went with my parents mm-hmm. to Boston, and I had to wait in the main building, and when my audition came up, I remember I was nervous. I actually remember I took off my shoes when I was playing the piano just to feel more comfortable. And I think just to press the pedal. Mm-hmm. I remember.
Who else is famous for doing that? Is it Tori Amos that takes her shoes off playing the piano? Is that?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I did keep my socks on, I will say. But I remember it was the winter time, I believe. So it was pretty cold. But I just remember that. And I remember they gave me a lot of exercises like sight reading and even ear training exercises, and I was a bit nervous, but I felt good afterward. And
so that's during the audition.
Yes,
is that they give you certain things to work, and these are things I'm sure that you're familiar with having done as a vocalist before.
Yeah,
is that how that worked?
Yeah, definitely. Well, at Ms. Hall's, I was actually part of the a cappella group, the mm-hmm. Grace Notes, and so we did a lot of sight reading, and so that definitely helped when auditioning, but the exercises were challenging, I'll say.
Yeah.
But it was good.
But as John Lennon would say, you pass the audition, right?
Exactly.
And so at Berkeley, then what other experiences did you have there that made an impression on you? Because, I assume that's not that long ago, so it's probably pretty fresh in your mind, right?
Yeah. I performed around Boston. Mm-hmm. I remember my first song that I released. It was in 2019, and I did a release show at the Lily Pad Inman in Cambridge. Mm-hmm. And that was the first time I released a song, and it just... I remember that time when it first came out, and I have great memories from that. Yeah.
How was the culture shock from growing up in Dalton and sort of small town stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Small schools and Miss Hall School, which is still a pretty small school, and then going to Boston, this huge city, major college town, right? Like 25 different colleges in Boston. It must have been very, very different.
Yeah. I am Polish. My roots are Polish. Mm-hmm. So it definitely was a bit of a shock with it being co-ed, for example. Uh-huh. But the international aspect, I do go, and I did go a lot to Poland. Mm-hmm. So I did connect with actually a lot of Polish students there. And I actually, for the most part, I spent a lot of time with the international students, a lot of people from France. I definitely would give a shout out to, learning French. Mm.
You had never learned French before?
I did.
You got there?
Yeah, I did at Ms. Hall's, and I definitely used that when I was at Berkeley.
Okay.
The shock, I would say, was mostly, it being co-ed and also just being in the center of literally on Boylston Street. And Berkeley doesn't really have a campus.
Yeah.
So it was definitely a big shock coming from, the Berkshires, where everything's kind of close by. Here you'd have to take the subway or take an Uber to get somewhere. That was the shock for me.
I'll bet. There's always a culture shock involved somehow, but that's also how you widen your perspectives, right? And that's how you grow, and that's how you learn that there's a wider world out there, and all the things are available to you. Mm-hmm. Natalia Siborski is my guest here this morning on Morning Drive. If you're just joining us, I'm Sean Sayre. It's Friday, March 20th, and we're talking about Natalia's career, young career as a singer-songwriter and a pop artist. And we're going to be debuting her new song, which comes out today. I suppose, can you get it on Spotify right now if you wanted to play it?
Yeah, actually, so it came out at midnight.
At midnight, okay,
yeah,
see,
and, so. Yeah, so it's...
But this might be the first public performance
of the song. Yeah.
That's great. And that song is called Fun and Games, mm-hmm. if you're looking for it, by Natalia Siborski. We will be playing that here on the show this morning. I want to delve back a little bit more, because you mentioned Poland mm-hmm. and your Polish roots. And so it wasn't just that you're Polish American and that you have heritage there, but you actually traveled there and you you have relatives there. Talk about that and the kind of influence musically that that had with you as well.
Sure. So actually, Polish is my first language. Hmm. Both my parents are from Poland.
Okay.
They met here in the U.S. though. I'd say How does it have an influence? I grew up listening to a lot of Polish, I'd say, folk music. Mm-hmm. My parents would play that a lot, especially an artist called Marek Grychuta.
Okay.
And he's a Polish poet, but also a songwriter. And mm-hmm. I definitely think Polish lyricism is not very... it doesn't explain everything in detail. It's more about the mood or really painting a scene with your words than explaining everything in detail. And I definitely think that that influences my lyric writing today, even though I do write in English.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I focus more on the mood and, making a scene and, the atmosphere and really the feeling of the lyrics.
Yeah, I think in the U.S. we kind of get used to the feeling of songs and things that we have here, and it's easy to forget that every different country and every different culture has a different way of creating songs, and the sounds are very different. What other kinds of sounds in Polish music influenced you?
Mm. I definitely think also the violin. Even though I grew up playing violin, but I do like to include strings in my songs. So you'll hear in this new one, there are some strings in it as well. Definitely that's also a component that I frequently use in my lyric and songwriting.
Mm-hmm. And how often would you go to Poland and visit and soak up that culture?
Yeah, usually growing up, it would be every other year just because I was busy with school.
Mm-hmm.
But lately, I've been going back pretty often.
Hmm.
I still have family there from both sides. My mom's brother lives there and my cousins. And I actually, for my other song, Publish My Diary, that was released last June, I actually filmed my music video at my cousin's house, a really old, over 100-year-old countryside house, and I filmed my music video there. So that's
and where was that house?
It's in
Poland.
It's in Poland.
Yeah.
Near it's the town is very very small, but it's near Augustów. It's actually a very nice area. It does remind me of the Berkshires, actually.
Oh really?
Yeah, it's pretty funny because there's a lot of lakes there, and it's definitely in the summer there's a lot of tourists, and it's just beautiful scenery, and there. Old house is right in the middle of a field. It's very beautiful there.
Yeah.
And I, for that song, Publish My Diary, I had an idea of filming it in that house, and it came out.
Did you write the song there as well, or did that influence you at all?
Oh, no, actually that song, Publish My Diary, and this new one, Fun and Games, I co-wrote it with Kaylee-Ann Lowe in Nashville.
Hmm.
And both those songs are actually produced by David Spencer in Nashville.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And Nashville, of course, is like the center of the world for songwriters, right?
Yeah.
In a lot of different genres.
Yeah.
Probably more for the country and Western genre than pop, but I think there's probably some crossover there too, right?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, country, but there's a lot of artists from all, that played all different kinds of genres there, and it's definitely the place to be. I'd say I have a lot of my friends who are there, they're making things happen down there.
Yeah.
It's definitely kind of like Berkeley. Like it's its own world.
Mm-hmm. But songwriting itself is an art form. And there are, in Nashville, from what I understand, there are plenty of people that maybe started out as singers, songwriters, but then sort of went to focus on the songwriting side of that and worked for other artists to create, you know, hit songs for them. That seems to be the theme of Nashville.
Yeah. I definitely think, and especially some of them do get into more of the business side as well. But yeah, definitely a lot of, I know a lot of people do co-writing there, and they it's just a lot of collaboration. So, yeah.
What was it like working with another songwriter to did you bounce ideas off to create that? And, you know, did one person take one part of it and another person took another part? How did that come about?
Yeah, so actually for this song and all the other ones that we wrote during that session, it came from actually the titles of the songs. So I had ideas for the songs and I would write them down.
Mm-hmm.
And so for Fun and Games, for example, I just had this idea. I don't know where it came from, but I was like, Fun and Games. And I wrote, instead of and, I wrote the N with the... so I, it started from that. And when I wrote it with Kayleanne, we sat at the piano and we took like 3 or 4 hours and we wrote, I believe, 6 songs in 3 to 4 hours.
No kidding.
For that one session.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, because you also hear about artists that will take days or weeks sometimes to write one song. And then they also have this burst of creativity, right, sometimes where it just comes to them.
Yeah.
The stories I always like hearing about from some of my favorite rock and roll artists are the ones where they need one more song for the album.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they don't have a hit song on the album yet. And the band just gets together and they're like, okay, let's just record something. We'll just write something down here. Yeah. And it becomes, you know, the biggest song ever, like, you know, Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones or something like that.
Yeah,
just something iconic. And it was just a toss off.
Yeah.
It was just something that, we just need one more song.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes that's what is the spark, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, Natalia Siborski, my guest here this morning on Morning Drive on 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Natalia is a pop artist, singer, songwriter. Her new song comes out today. It's called Fun and Games. And Natalia, what do you think? Should we play the song here?
Sure.
Because we've been leading up to that. And we want to talk more about the background and things like that. But we want to give people a taste for what the song sounds like. Mm-hmm. And then on the backside of that, you can give us some details about the recording of it. And we'll talk about the music video
sounds
as well.
Great.
So here we go. And it's Fun and Games by Natalia Siborski.
You wear this lead, but you're too cute to let you leave this party alone. Say, boy, can I walk you home? Oh, what's your number? Nah, I don't need it. I'll just say time and place, where I'll meet you. Not talking about a one-night stand, but not looking for a love that lasts. Story, oh, but don't tell me. I can see it didn't end like a movie. I can read it like a new headline. Let me guess, she left you last night. So broken, but who isn't? And be a one, then I'll be a rejection. It's kind of nice to just numb the pain. If we could just hear you say, oh,
All right, there you have it. Fun and Games by Natalia Siborski. The first public performance of that song right here on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Natalia joins us here in the studio this morning. That sounded great.
What a
great song.
Thank you so much.
You know, I know that your previous song also got some play here on WTBR on Hannah Preventure's Deep Cuts program, right?
Yes.
And she loves featuring local artists and local performers on her show as well. So that's great. So talk about how that song is influenced and some of your other influences in the pop song world.
Sure.
And then also how you and your co-songwriter came up with both the music and the lyrics for that song.
Sure. So I'd say, you know, I actually, I know it doesn't, for this song might not sound like it, but Billie Eilish was a very big influence for me, especially at Berkeley. I actually found her on YouTube before she was very big.
Okay.
And actually, I found her from her song, Ocean Eyes.
Hmm.
So definitely Billie Eilish has been a big influence for me. Also, I'd say specifically for this song, Taylor Swift.
Okay.
And I actually have heard people say that it has that kind of, upbeat pop sound.
I could hear that. Yeah.
So when we were writing it, we definitely didn't think, oh, we want it to sound like, you know, really influenced by this artist. But it definitely leaned into more of a Taylor Swift vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we were writing the song, like I said, it came from the title, but the actual story part of it, kind of, I'd say, my personal experience. And then Kaylianne and I bounced our ideas off of each other. And so it's really a song about not taking things too seriously at first, especially when you're when you first start seeing somebody, maybe you're not really sure what your feelings are. And it's that push and pull between knowing if you really have feelings for this person or if it's, you know, if it's serious or is it not serious. And you might not know if it's going in that direction. So you're just playing it light. Yeah.
So some personal experience in the writing of the lyrics there. Yeah. Yours.
Yes.
And so when you were writing the song, did you have the lyrics first and then you put the music to it? Or did you have some music first and then you said, okay, I can apply that? Because, and obviously every songwriter or songwriting team has their way of doing things. You know, the two that I think of immediately are Elton John and Bernie Taupin, where Elton John did all the music and Bernie Taupin did all the lyrics. And they did them separately, but they brought them together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think of my other big fanboy band, Rush, where you have Lee and Lifeson doing all the music and Neil Peart doing all the lyrics, and Never the Twain Shall Meet, right?
Yeah.
So how did you come up with this? Was that the lyrics first, the music first, or a combination?
I'd say based off the title, we started playing around with the melody. So I'd say the melody came first.
Yeah.
We were thinking, how can we make this, especially the intro. And it just kind of happened from there. Like we were thinking, I'd say the melody came first, but it was kind of at the same time, if that makes sense. Like as we were writing it, we were like, oh, that's a great idea. Okay.
This word will work there kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So.
You know, and I think of another person that I follow for rock and roll, which is Bruce Springsteen. And he's famous for having that notebook in his pocket or nearby, right?
Yeah.
And he's got fragments of lyrics written down and he might not use them for years, you know, but he loves one particular phrase and he writes it down and he maybe gets a couple more and then moves on and does something else. But later on, he'll come back and add that to a song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I have so many voice memos on my phone.
So it's voice memos that does it for you?
A lot of the time I'll be in the grocery store and I'm picking up some apples or something. I'm like, oh, wait, I have an idea, and I record it right into the phone. Sometimes it happens like that.
You got to do it when the inspiration hits, right? Because it can be fleeting.
Yeah.
Natalia Siborski is my guest here this morning on Morning Drive. She's a pop artist, singer, songwriter. We just played for the first time in public Fun and Games, the new single that comes out today. And there is a debut party happening, right, for the song this evening.
Yes.
Hit that real quick before we go to our break.
Sure. So tonight it will be my release show at Chocolate Springs at 7 p.m. And it's going to be a fun night. It's going to be a bit of a long set, and then at the end, we'll play Fun and Games for the first time.
Nice.
So tickets are $10 at the door, cash or Venmo.
Hmm. All right. Well, there you go. And nobody's going to complain about going to Chocolate Springs.
Delicious chocolate and original music.
Great. Mm-hmm. Well, good luck with that. You've got a long day ahead of you here, joining us here on the Morning Drive show right away in the beginning and the late night debut party later on. But Natalia Siborski will join us again in the second half of the show here. We're going to take our quick top of the hour break, as we always do, and thank our underwriters and tell you who the radio station is and all kinds of good stuff. We'll be right back after this. It's Morning Drive on 89.7 WTBR FM.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
You're tuned to Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield and 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at sundrini.com.
Will you be an angel for our WTBR DJs? Every day our DJs are cold, hungry, sad and lonely, and they are crying out for help. For only 30 cents per day, WTBR can provide them with clean studios, microphones, audio board, and much, much more. Go to WTBRFM.com and click the donate button and become a friend of WTBR. For only $8.97 per month, you can put some smiles on these faces. WTBR, for the love of radio.
Let's take a moment to talk about your wellness. Financial wellness, that is. Contact your heating and electric companies to see if you can budget your spending. This way you are paying the same amount for most of the year and are not caught off guard with large heating and energy bills.
Plan your meals out in advance and shop for the week. This will deter you from spending more than you planned.
This money hack brought to you by your neighbors at Greylock Federal Credit Union. All financial education and coaching resources are free and open to the public. Greylock Federal Credit Union, insured by NCUA.
Larry Cracker here on WTBR, and I want to tell you about my show, Nothing But Old 45s. I have an absolute blast playing my records here on WTBR for 2 hours every Monday morning, and I'll crank out the best of top 40 oldies and classic rock Mondays here on WTBR, the home of Nothing But Old 45 since 2014. Nothing But Old 45s, Mondays from 10 a.m. until noon, here on 89.7 WTBR-FM for the love of radio.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, welcome back to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, 88.1 WSBR, Lee, Lennox, and Stockbridge on the PCTV Select app and on Channel 1301 Access Pittsfield. welcome to the show. Welcome. And whether you're listening or watching or maybe listening later or watching later, we appreciate that, too. We have Natalia Siborski, if you're just joining us here in the middle of the program. She's going to be coming on again for the second half of the show to talk about her new single, Fun and Games, and the production of the music video for that, which also debuts today. Interestingly enough, we're going to talk about that. And we don't want to miss some talk about her experiences here at PCTV back in the Miss Hall's days. So we'll talk about that as well. First, let's get the weather forecast one more time for you and find out what we've got in store for us today. Here we go. Berkshire
weather. WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Rest of tonight, mostly cloudy and cold. Near steady temperature in the upper 20s. Southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Friday, partly sunny in the morning, then mostly cloudy with rain in the afternoon. Night is cool with highs around 50. Southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Gusts up to 30 miles per hour in the afternoon. Chance of rain 80%. Friday night, mostly cloudy. Rain in the evening. Cold with lows in the lower 30s. Southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 miles per hour, becoming west 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 miles per hour after midnight. Chance of rain 80%. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
Well, that's a couple of things we've had enough of this year is the rain and wind. I'm just going to say that out loud. You know, we had a lot of snow this year, too, but it seems like we've gotten more than our share of wind. That seems to be kind of a difference in the last couple of years. A lot of big wind gust events and things like that, which I don't remember as much previously. I just feel like there's more of it now. Maybe it's just me. Anyway, Morning Drive 89.7 WTBR-FM. Natalia Siborski is joining us here again for the second half of the show. Good morning again, and thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So we're going to pick up where we left off at the first half. We were just talking about the songwriting of Fun and Games and what that took to put that together with you and your co-songwriter and where the inspirations and things like that came from. But of course, these days, just having a song isn't necessarily everything. So you also have a music video, and it's not just a little video that you shot around the house, right? Where did you shoot the music video?
Yeah, I shot it in Bali, actually, in Indonesia.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got to rewind a little bit on that. How did we get Indonesia into the mix here for your music video?
Yeah, so I actually reconnected with a producer that I used to know from Berkeley. And we were talking about producing a new song together. And so I was already planning on coming to Indonesia, and but he's near Jakarta. So before that, I did a stop in Bali, and I connected with a videographer, Donnie Fernanda, and a really talented videographer. And we shot the whole thing in one day. It was amazing. First of all, Bali is beautiful. I mean, the views are just stunning. And we went to a few different locations. One called Secret Beach.
Secret. That sounds kind of cool.
And it really was in a down a path that you would never expect there to be, like, a beautiful view. Passed by some cows. it was really in the wilderness. But when you go past the cows and the you know, bushes and trees, you get to this beautiful open space, and it's... there's these cliffs, and it's just a beautiful view of the water. And so we filmed there till sunset. Yeah.
And was this a site that you had sort of mapped out ahead of time, or did you know it was there, or did you sort of just come upon it while you were there looking for sites to shoot?
Yeah. Donnie, the videographer, recommended it to me because he said there might not be that many people because it really is a secret.
Yeah.
So we were actually in luck. There weren't that many people, and we got some really beautiful shots of the sunset, the water, and also just the grass. It's so green, and the contrast with the blue, the water, and it's was beautiful.
So it was just a single videographer. Was it a big crew of any kind, or were you able to do it sort of on a shoestring budget?
Yeah, it was just him and his assistant the first that first location, mm-hmm. and then we also shot at Kuta Beach.
Okay.
And that was just him, and that was that was also we were running around the beach and filming in the in the water, and so we captured a lot of beautiful scenes with the boats in the background and this like statue with beautiful lighting. So the music video has a few different locations in it, and so it was really nice to do that.
And in the video, you're singing along to it for parts of it. Did you have like playback? Did you have to sync your lips and your voice to that?
Yeah, actually, we played it through my phone.
That's it.
And it was hard to hear sometimes. Yeah, because the water, obviously, the waves crashing down. But so we had to do a few takes. But it was a little bit challenging, I will say. Yeah.
Sure. And were there any big requirements for shooting in Indonesia? Did you have to get permits? Did you have to let the local authorities know you're going to be shooting a music video, or was it more casual than that?
You know,
because I'm in video, you know, so I want to know about these things. It's kind of curious to how that works.
Yeah. So on some beaches, they would require it, but we actually went to the places that don't. You know, if you would use a drone, that's a different story. But no, he had like this really fancy camera, and we were just running around the beach. And no one bothered us. we didn't need a permit for that.
Nice.
For that beach, yeah.
And that music video, we don't have that here in the radio station this morning, but these days, musical artists really rely on YouTube, right, for distribution of their music videos and also to gain a lot of exposure, right? Mm-hmm. That's along with Spotify, of course.
Yeah.
Whereas in the past, artists would be, you know, connected with a music label, and they'd have to have an A&R person, and they'd have to have, you know, all the mechanics of the music industry previously. Mm-hmm. You're kind of unshackled from that now, right? You can really, you can be out there and find your audience in different ways.
Yeah, I think especially people started to kind of recognize me around here because I've been doing these kind of interviews at Basque, at Starbucks, at Barnes & Noble.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these videos asking people, it's fun and games until, and they give me an answer. So, it's really about content creation a lot of the time. So I post them all over YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and obviously the music videos are on YouTube. So just a lot of filming, actually. So,
And what about the format of the music video? Because you mentioned TikTok, and I know that's a 9x16 format, right? That's the vertical video, the up and down video that we're all used to on our phones, which is what I think a lot of people now, when they're watching short videos, that's what they're watching. You know, in the traditional video world, it's the 16x9. It's the landscape. It's the long way. What did you decide, or did you have multiple different versions for your music video?
Yeah, so The one for YouTube obviously is the horizontal one, but for TikTok I will actually be posting the vertical version today.
Okay.
Because the music video and the song came out at the same time at midnight, didn't have a chance yet, but that will be on my TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Shorts, the vertical version.
Right.
Yeah.
And of course, the nice thing about that too is you can track the engagement, right? Of how many people are viewing the video and watching, and so you can probably get some demographics of the people that are tuning in, right? That's all new, not new, but you know, newer than the traditional music business.
Yeah, you can see even the countries where you know people are watching your content from, and the age range, I mean, a lot of. Now you have a lot of insights into your audience, which is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Natalia Siborski joins me this morning on Morning Drive. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about her new single, Fun and Games, which just dropped. I guess I'll just say that. Her new single and video dropped today at midnight.
Yes.
And we did debut the song here on the program this morning. Of course, there is going to be a party this evening at Chocolate Springs, I understand.
Yes.
And is anyone welcome to go to that?
Oh, yes. Bring your friends, bring your family. It's going to be great. 7 p.m. at Chocolate Springs. Lots of delicious chocolate and a nice set and fun and games at the end.
Right.
So, yeah.
And as far as the music video, because I'm sure now that we've described it on the air and we talk about the beautiful scenes in Bali, Indonesia, there are going to be people that want to open up YouTube on their phones or on their desktops and go watch this video. So is there a particular thing they have to search for, a handle of yours? What do they look for?
Yeah, so all my handles on all my social media is at Natalia's Official, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. For YouTube, if you search Natalia Siborski or Natalia Fun and Games lyric video, music video, that will pop up for you.
Okay. Are you going to, at some point, just be a one-named artist? Like, you'll just be known as Natalia?
You know.
And maybe, like, Madonna?
Yeah. I actually, in the music video, I did put just Natalia. So,
yeah.
It's been something that's crossed my mind because I know that my name is a bit complicated. So, that might be something for the future release. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to do some investigating and see if there's another just Natalia out there.
Yeah, definitely.
So fantastic. Fun stuff with the music video. I can't imagine that must have been. How long were you in Indonesia to make that happen?
Yeah, so I was there for a few weeks, but like I said, the music video was just about a day. And then I went to Jakarta and I recorded a new song that I won't share here, but, I recorded a new song there with, Abram and, a really talented producer from, Jakarta. And, we actually did record that all in one day as well. So I was there for a while, but the actual projects are really timed.
Yeah.
And
how did you make that connection? I'm curious.
Yeah.
How did you meet someone that would want to record a new song in Indonesia?
Yeah. Well, we went to college together at Berkeley, and we actually were working on something right before the pandemic happened. But then I was one of those pandemic, you know, graduates. So I finished Berkeley online, unfortunately.
Yep.
But right before the pandemic happened, we were connecting and we were working on something. And so we kind of reconnected and say, hey, let's start off where we left off.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, that's an entire generation of folks. And I have a couple of kids myself who went through that same thing coming out of college and missed commencement ceremonies and missed their, you know, their last, but I think they're, you'll have something in common with a good stripe number of people all the way across the country and the globe of having that experience, right?
Yeah.
We all experienced it in different ways, but the folks who were getting to those really, you know, rite of passage type of points in their lives, and there was an interruption there.
Yeah.
Did have you tapped any of that experience into your songwriting?
I'd say not really writing about, you know, the pandemic, but definitely about realizing how to be okay with being alone sometimes, because that's what we had to do.
Yeah.
So some of my songs reflect that. I'm always hoping to kind of bring joy and, kind of uplifting energy in my music. So I definitely try to focus more on the positive side of things. So that's why I would say also Fun and Games is more of a happy song. But
And you've had so many experiences already in your young career here as a singer-songwriter. I'm curious what you would give advice to, you know, your younger self or someone like you who is just coming up, maybe in elementary school and getting their, you know, their ears on some music for the first time and getting some interest, or maybe thinking about going to school for it, or maybe joining a band or writing some songs or whatever.
Sure.
What kinds of advice would you give, knowing what you know now?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, if you have a passion for singing or playing saxophone or playing piano, definitely first, you know, it takes a lot of practice. You have to really want this and be dedicated to it. But other than that, it's really also, music is, it's really a social thing as a collaboration. I'd say never really say no. If someone wants to collaborate with you, just say yes. See where it takes you.
Yeah.
You know, even from your small town, you know, you never know who you're going to meet and who that person's going to be one day. So it's kind of crazy like that. So
sounds like you just have to be open to the experiences, right?
Definitely.
And there are a lot of us who aren't like that because we sort of feel like we have to fit in that structure. But being an artist is kind of a different world in some ways, right?
Yeah, definitely. And follow your passion. I know that might sound really cliche, but it really is just that you really have to believe in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You really do have to believe in yourself because, at the end of the day, it's you who's going to make something happen. So, just always collaborate, practice, and follow your heart.
What about a younger person who is just taking up an instrument, but, maybe it's not hitting right for them, but there might be something else, like either singing or a different kind of instrument or something like that? What kind of advice would you give for the keeping with it and being persistent?
Sure. I'd say, from my experience, playing with other people, definitely, you know, you learn so much from other people. So getting involved in, for example, I know the local orchestra here, the Stockbridge Symphony, I was a part of that growing up, and it's just such a great community because there's people of all ages and you get inspired by people. So it definitely can influence you and help you improve.
Mm-hmm.
I would just say always get involved in many different things and
find places like that. And the Stockbridge Sinfonia that you mentioned is a great organization. I know that PCTV has also done some work with them and for them and producing their productions.
Yeah.
So fantastic. Mm-hmm. Natalia Siborski, my guest here this morning, her new single, Fun and Games, just released today at midnight, along with the music video, which we have been talking about all morning here. We've got a few minutes left in the show. And since I mentioned PCTV there, we've got to get back to the story about how you're coming into the WTBR studio here this morning, but you're no stranger to the PCTV building and to the stuff we do here. So tell us that story.
Yeah, so I actually, I interned here back in 2015, not obviously at the radio station because that wasn't here yet, but at PCTV, and I was helping with filming and helping put mics on the guests and that was such a great experience. I remember I was a junior, and that was right before I started applying to music colleges in Berkeley. And I'm so grateful for that experience. Like, thank you so much again. I know that you were, I was working with you at that time.
Yeah.
And I definitely think, that I always actually bring it up a lot of the time I worked at a radio station. Also, you guys were the first to teach me really how to tie the cables correctly.
Wrap, yes, the over the, under.
Yes.
Oh,
which definitely
helped me. I apologize for that.
No, it definitely helped me at Berkeley because they would be sometimes really strict about us, you know, putting the cables back in the right way because, you know, you can put it wrong and then it's like twisted.
Right.
So thank you for that.
It's usually one of the first lessons we give our interns here. And we see the looks in their eyes like, why is this guy trying to tell me how to wrap a cable? How is that ever going to matter in what I'm going to do? And I'm so glad to hear that story because I'm going to record that now and then play that for my future interns and say, see, this could be you. We're just going to show you how to wrap a cable correctly. And this is going to help you in your future life.
Yes. I mean, it really does. So.
Yeah. But yeah, we did a lot of great things with the Miss Hall's Horizons program here and produced a lot of programs over the years. And, you know, just in general, internship experiences, those first times where you're not in a classroom anymore, you're doing something practical, you're offsite, you're on, you know, someone else's grounds, essentially. And sort of like what you talked about, collaboration, working with other people.
Yeah.
Right. Those are all great experiences to have when you're first hitting the ground and seeing, you know, wow, this is actually a professional, you know, environment here. I guess I've got to do my part to make this successful.
Yeah, yeah. And like you said, I mean, I'm so grateful for my time interning here and just this full circle moment of coming back. And this is my first radio interview.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, so.
You're doing great.
Thank you.
Not always the most natural thing to have to do, come in at 7:30 in the morning faced with a microphone and a guy peppering you with questions.
Yeah, I'd say, I'm definitely more of a night owl, so it was a little bit challenging for me, but I'm so grateful for this opportunity. And
early days of this radio program when it was still at Taconic High School, mm-hmm. occasionally we would have musicians come in at 7:30 in the morning to play. And we realized pretty early on, I think, that that was not the best time to have a musician come and either sing. So I wasn't going to ask you to sing this morning. I figured that wasn't, or play an instrument because it's kind of a night thing, right? You don't wake up being prepared to sing immediately.
Yeah, and I'd say also sometimes inspiration comes at really weird times. Like it could be like 2 a.m. and also I've recorded things at 4 a.m.
Have you really?
Actually, at Berkeley, they keep the studio open. So when I was a student there, we'd book it really late. And sometimes I don't know what it is, but sometimes just those really, really late hours can bring out the most, like, the greatest ideas. I don't know what it is about
the night.
I think
it's a calm and peaceful time where there's not a lot of hustle and bustle going on and no distractions, right? And you get in a studio and it feels different. I know I did I did spend some time in music recording studios in college as well. And I remember those overnights where we would have the band come in and we'd be recording them. And it was, that was sometimes when we got the inspiration and somehow we didn't all fall asleep in the corner of the studio.
Oh, yeah. I'd say, once you really get into it, you sometimes lose track of time. Like you start at 2 and it's suddenly, oh my gosh, it's 4.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think they call that being in the flow.
Yes.
That's what I've heard, right? So that you know that you're doing something that you love when you lose track of time doing it because it's just natural and you want to keep going. You want to complete things. It's not a chore.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
And if it doesn't feel that way to you, it must be something you're doing right.
Yeah. I'd say once you're really in the moment, you don't want to stop because you don't know if that idea will come back. Mm-hmm. So I definitely think, once you're really in it, it just comes out naturally.
Yeah. Natalia Siborski, my guest here this morning on Morning Drive, the pop artist, singer, songwriter from right here in the Berkshires, having so many world experiences and creating a new song that is debuting today, Fun and Games. It is on Spotify. It is on YouTube as a music video. There is a party this evening. And why don't you mention that one more time for people if they want to come and celebrate with you this momentous occasion.
Sure. So the song is out on all streaming platforms. You can find it on my Instagram at Natalia's Official and YouTube. And the release show is going to be at Chocolate Springs tonight at 7 p.m. I would love to see you there.
There you go. All right, everybody. So, Natalia, thanks for being here this morning. It's been great talking to you. Congratulations on the song and on all of your experiences, and best of luck in the future. It sounds like you teased out a little one more something that's coming, so you're nowhere near done yet. You've got more stuff in the pipeline.
Yes, definitely. I'm going to be releasing more music, especially this summer. So there's more to come.
That's great. Well, maybe a Tanglewood performance is in the works at some point.
That would be the dream.
And we'll put that idea somewhere in the back of someone's head. So we can get you there. All right. Thanks again for being here. And
thank you so much,
Sean. Yeah. Thanks for joining us, folks, on Morning Drive on 89.7 WTBR FM. Hope you have a great day, a great weekend. And the show will return again on Monday morning at 7:30 with Brian Burkle. Have a good day, everybody. Take care.